Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heiss Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous help? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I have been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heiss Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly known as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heiss Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. Today, Dr. Heiss and I will be discussing issues that affect children, adults, and their brains, along with the ability to focus. So for our blockbuster special this week, we will have our D3, our DHA, and our EPA DHA on sale. These are all mercury-free sources of high-quality omega-3s, and will also include the probiotics to help infuse the gut with good beneficial bacteria. If you buy two or more, you will receive 25% off each bottle, and the savings is for our WTLN listeners only. You can place your order by calling 407-677-1660. That number again is 407-677-1660, or you can email me your order to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline at yahoo.com. And also feel free to use that same email address to send me any questions that you might have. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Dr. Heiss, I was reading the other day that there are many different types of spectrum disorder that are also known as autism, and it was really fascinating to learn that the ADD, the ADHD, along with sleep disturbances and gastrointestinal disorders frequently accompany the autism spectrum disorder. Does this surprise you at all?
Not a bit. In the years that I did the clinical nutritional practice that you're now doing, it was very common when parents would bring their children in and they were suffering from ADHD, attention deficits, and hyperactivity, some various forms of autism, behavioral problems, which can be brain allergies because it's, you know, we all know if you get too much sugar with these kids, they bounce off the walls. But the chemical drivers for those neurotransmitter activities in the brain that will affect behavior and attitude, et cetera, can be related to foods, and it can also be related to food sensitivities, meaning that that a perfectly good food to one person can be a toxic poison to another. And so the way that child's gut is behaving determines whether it's going to be more than just the sugar. It may be gluten, or it may be a dairy, or it could be tomatoes, or a number of different perfectly good foods for some people. So behavior is definitely tied to the gastrointestinal tract.
Yeah, I remember prior to you retiring, we had this little bitty guy that came in. He was adopted. His mom brought him in because she was having issues with being able to handle him. And I think he was about 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And you didn't get to see it because you were back in your office with other patients. But yeah, he would run up and down the halls, screaming, bouncing off walls, climbing over the the chairs and the tables and was
I didn't see that.
No, but he was constantly, yeah. I mean, it was, we had to mentally prepare ourselves wow. before he came in. But yeah, after you got him working with a few things, I know the DHA was a big one that helped,
yep.
And some digestive things, but you had him do the ALCAT test.
Right.
And it is amazing to see him now when he comes in. He sits in the chair like, you know, a very good, well-behaved child and, you know, comes up and very pleasantly asks, you know, if he can have pencil and paper or marker and
no
paper
kidding.
To entertain himself while he's waiting.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, that really it's fascinating to see how much food sensitivities actually play a role in these children.
And it really can make a difference in their academic ability. A lot of these kids are bright, but they just can't get their head, they get their head, their brains to focus. And so they're off, they're bouncing off the walls mentally. And it's just hard to focus for them. So when you can get those brain allergies, where you can get the chemistry, the neurotransmitters working in the brain, get them balanced, it can make a big, big difference in their ability to be able to function in school. I know of a neighbor right now that I need to send to you if I can talk with the mama who's frustrated. There, she's had her little boy in three different preschools, and they won't keep him. They have to send him home. So I need to talk with mom and let her know that there's a very good possibility that he can get some help, because it's just so difficult for the parent.
Yeah, and it's not even just school. I mean, talking about this little Johnny, you know, his mom used to tell us stories. She'd be driving down the highway, and all of a sudden he has, you know, taken himself out of his car seat
yeah.
and is trying to, you know, roll the window down and crawl out the car. And when you're, you know, driving 50, 60 miles an hour down the road, that can be very distracting
oh boy.
And dangerous, you know. And it would be something that would get him, like maybe there was, you know, a gnat in the car or something like that, and he would get so focused on that
yeah.
or disturbed by that, and that is no longer an issue. She doesn't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. So. A lot of children, not of parents, don't realize this, but mom and dad, if your child has been given antibiotics as a child, maybe for ear infections or upper respiratory infections, bronchial infections, etc., whatever, if they've been given numerous episodes of antibiotic treatment, it does damage the gastrointestinal tract's ability to function really healthfully. And it doesn't fix itself. It's got to be a deliberate process of being able to repair the damage from an antibiotic treatment. And that's what oftentimes sets in motion some characteristic changes that start to develop food sensitivities and intolerances. And with that, one more thing too. Mom, Dad, you probably know that when children are learning how to walk and run, et cetera, you know, they bang their heads and they get up and walk around and they may cry a little bit, but then off to their other duties and activities. And usually head trauma, much like a rheostat on the wall switch, it can start to sedate or diminish some of the energetics that's going into the gastric system from the brain. The brain is the motherboard. It's the computer. And if that has been damaged, not necessarily creating a concussion or being knocked out, but head trauma on the surface of the body can energetically reflex into the gastric system, which is the main meridian into the gut. And once that starts to cascade out of balance, now you've got another reason, another cause. And when you do the QRA testing, then you'll be able to find those, and through a treatment that could be done over a period of 2 weeks at home, easy by mom or dad, that can fix that. Then you can start to get at the other problems that would respond to biological molecules, herbs, which are made to resonate with the cells of the body, can really start to make a good difference in child behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds, you know, a lot of those that have been listening to Dr. Marshall before have heard him talk about the IPACs, which are a mud pack. And yeah, those have, you know, I can tell you from experience, they make a world of difference. I had, you know, a lot of head trauma, when I came in to see you, and I absolutely loved the mud packs and could feel it making a difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's definitely something to that. You know, but talking about the gut and how it really affects these people, I was reading about a study that was published in 2017, and it showed that the symptoms of the, you know, ADHD and the ASD could possibly be reversed to some degree by lowering inflammation.
Yeah.
And it said, you know, the reversal of these symptoms was very temporary. I think it only lasted about 3 weeks. But the study did demonstrate that, you know, these things might not be a life sentence. You know, in fact, they're starting to learn now. I was reading that, you know, a lot of these brain disorders, you know, whether it be ASD or lack of focus, you know, other characteristic traits, you know, are manifestations of an underlying inflammation problem.
Right.
You know, and they're speculating, you know, these issues. You know, they're speculating, we kind of see it, but they're speculating these issues, you know, might begin in the gut and not in the brain itself.
Right.
You know, and here's some of the things that they know that, you know, kind of point to this. You know, number one, the GI symptoms occur in up to 70% of these autistic children. You know, and leaky gut is commonly documented among these children. And we know that leaky gut allows pathogens and toxins to enter the body and cross that blood-brain barrier. But there's different types, you know, of bacteria that can be found in the gut. But a lot of these children have very little beneficial bacteria. And they think that just by providing a daily probiotic, you know, that this will help normalize the ratio of, you know, the good to bad bacteria in the gut. And therefore, the GI symptoms, the ASD and ADD symptoms, you know, and the ability to just follow directions and focus has been improved.
Improved. But I have never seen in all my practice of dealing with attention deficit, hyperactivity, brain sensitivities, autism, that is a standalone problem, that was the single solution.
Right, yep. Right, yeah.
There's always been other things that go along with that have to be dealt with.
Yeah, but I mean, if it is true that inflammation is playing a big role, you know, in this, then there's a lot of things that, you know, that parents can do right away to, you know, to start helping. Like, you know, one of the things, avoiding the GMOs, the genetically modified foods, because there are pesticides attached to them, and they're extremely detrimental to the gut.
Right.
And MSG. Okay. MSG is an excitotoxin. And it, you know, it's typically listed as a flavor enhancer, among other things. There's probably a dozen or more different words for the MSG, but the excitotoxins, they actually overexcite the cells to the point of damage or death.
Right.
And so this can cause brain damage to a varying degree and potentially, you know, trigger or worsen any learning disabilities. Other things like white flour, white sugar, those should definitely be eliminated. Sugar, we know, causes inflammation. You know, we say sugar, everybody wants something sweet, but what about the artificial sweeteners? Those aren't good for us, are they?
Oh, boy. They're really nasty. And, of course, they're biologically modified, genetically modified. So it makes it, you know, that means that the Monsanto and other chemical companies can put glyphosate Roundup on the corn product. And then, of course, it gets into the food manufacturer distributors, and then that goes right into the food. High fructose corn syrup is by itself an artificial sugar.
Yeah.
Although it comes from corn, it's been manipulated, and on top of that, biologically modified. So now it really becomes a toxin, and the body definitely has difficulties with that. If you're going to use sugar, we're dealing with attention deficit, and hyperactivity, and behavioral problems. You're probably going to have to drop the sugars and do an experiment and see whether you can notice a difference by taking the sugar out of the diet. I'm thinking of gluten, you know, mm-hmm. high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll say, well, we know that NutraSweet, you know, that's another sugar, which is bad.
Yeah, and the Splenda is really
right.
bad.
Yeah. So, yeah, these foods, and I mentioned gluten, because mm-hmm. that many times is very, the bodies are very, very sensitive to that type of a molecule. What else? Let's see. Soy.
Soy's a big one.
Soy can be another big one.
Dairy,
yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, anything that's processed, you really want to stay away from, because they do typically contain synthetic chemicals. So we want to eat the food the way that God made it.
Vegetables, salads, lean meats, stay away from the fried foods.
Yeah.
You want to get as organic as you can.
Yeah, whole foods.
Uh-huh. As natural as you can.
Including more fiber in the diet has been shown to help, maintain better focus for those who consumed it on a regular basis. And it's important to include good fats, such as, you know, our DHA, which is, it's a vegetable source of the omega-3s, a vegetarian source of the omega-3s, the EPA DHA, which is a fish oil. But those are really good support for the brain and mental activity.
Very good.
Yeah. In fact, every cell in our body can use those omega-3s. And supplementing with a vitamin D3, a deficiency in vitamin D3 definitely can lead to inflammation. In fact, D3 is an excellent support of both the GI system and also of the brain.
You mentioned D3, DHA, which is the vegetable source, EPA, DHA, mm-hmm. more the marine source. All those are very, very good. When I did practice, I do remember that of all three of those, the DHA was probably the first one that we began with.
Yeah.
So you can put different molecules up against the body and test it and see which one that resonates good. And usually the DHA always came across as acceptable. And then you can fine tune it after that. But what about the adaptogen?
Yeah, the adaptogen is a great help for the brain.
Yeah.
You used to have a lot of really good results with that.
Yep.
And people really enjoy that. That just kind of helps overall, not just the brain, but it kind of helps to stabilize the hormones, regardless of if they're one direction or the other.
Right. Just by its very nature, it helps to balance out imbalance in the hormonal system.
Yeah. Now, there are other things other than just food and diet that can definitely affect these children. In fact, the CDC estimates that as many as 1 in 68 children in the United States have autism. You know, in 1983, the autism rate was only 1 in 10,000. That's a pretty high rise in the number of autism cases. And I know there's a lot of information and speculation out there that says vaccines are the cause of autism. And it seems logical if you look at the number of vaccines that were given to children, you know, such as in 1983, there were just 10. Children got 10 vaccines. Compared to now, it's up to 46.
Wow.
So, you know, although I'm not a fan of vaccines, you know, but this show's not about bashing vaccines. That's a choice that each parent must make for themselves and their child. However, we do know, you know, factually that mercury causes neurotoxicity, you know, so there's no controversy about that. And neurotoxicity contributes to the damages that lead to these brain disorders. Some of the vaccine manufacturers have actually phased out the product that has the mercury. But in order to do that, once they've phased out that mercury, they've actually, these vaccines now contain higher doses of aluminum, which is another neurotoxin.
Yep.
I think the only vaccine right now that still contains the thimerosal is the flu vaccine.
Oh.
So they still put that in. You know, but, you know, there are other known causes of neurotoxins that these kids are exposed to and we're exposed to daily. You know, and one of them is fluoride. And that's put in our water system. You know, it's put in our toothpaste and now some of our mouthwashes, and they're even putting it now in some of the bottled waters. You know, and infants seem to be the most vulnerable to fluoride toxicity due to their small size. So an infant, you know, their body can absorb up to 400% more fluoride per pound of body weight than an adult consuming the same level of fluoride in water. So that's kind of scary. You know, fluoride makes your body absorb extra aluminum, and where does the aluminum go?
Yep, into the brain.
Exactly. Yep. So let's put this into perspective. Fluoride makes your body absorb extra aluminum. The aluminum goes to the brain. We're giving our children water laced with fluoride, having them brush their teeth with fluoride toothpaste, and we all know that they swallow it. Yep. You know, some get swallowed, you know, and then we give them shots that are full of aluminum, and now we wonder why they have all this difficulty focusing.
Back in 1983, the incidence was 1 for 10,000.
Yes.
And what is it now?
1 out of 46.
Isn't that amazing? It is sad.
It's, not just sad, it's kind of scary. So, but, you know, there are some studies that have shown that by removing heavy metals from the bodies, the bodies of these children via the chelation process, it actually helped to improve some of the symptoms, you know, and you can add foods and nutrients in their diet, which also aid in detoxification and chelation.
Heavy metals, right?
Yep. Onions are great. Cilantro's great. Or things like the nutrients that we have. Our allicin is excellent. And the Medichlorella also very excellent.
Right. That's good.
The chelation process.
And there is a way that you can test to see whether there's heavy metals that are depositing into the system. Normally, the liver would be able to go take a heavy metal through a chemical process and make it soluble and get it out through the kidneys if the liver is working correctly. But you have the ability now when you test to see whether the liver is functioning or whether it's failing and allowing these heavy metals to back up in the system and then go back into the nervous system, brain, liver, other organs and glands and start to accumulate. So that's nice. Then you'll know when you test, for instance, the chlorophyll, you'll be able to test to see what nutrient, what herb detoxes it, pulls it back out of the body, and you'll know the exact dose too. So it's really exciting. There's no guessing there. There's a way of being able to measure that when you test the body.
Yeah, and there's other things that, you know, all these children had in common too, and that was sleep disorders. So it's very important, you know, if you've got these children, to have them on, you know, a good sleep program so that they're getting adequate quality sleep. Very important for these challenged children in order to help them to maintain impulse control and focus. So if your child has difficulty sleeping, you know, there's some things that you can do, you know, besides keeping them on a tight schedule, but you can also, you know, B vitamins have been known to help. So things like our Max B or even melatonin may help with that sleep process also.
Right.
So there's a lot of things out there, and you know, these things are not cures. We're not putting these out as cures, but these are things that will help you and help your child just live a better quality of life, and that's what everybody wants. We just want good quality life.
And I want to emphasize again, too, the way that you do your testing with quantum reflex analysis, it's so sensitive that you can pick up on those specific needs. It really takes a lot of the anxiety out of this whole process, that you can find the weaknesses and know exactly what biological, herbal-based molecules, botanicals, are going to be able to restore those balances back into the system, including the brain, as well as the organs.
Yeah.
So it really helps to kind of give hope. You know, when a mother brings a child to me, back when I had the practice, now you've got it, it was really so consoling to the parent to be able to tell the parent, yeah, we found some problems that we can fix, that we can go ahead and remedy, that will probably make a difference in the child's behavior.
Yeah, I remember bringing, you know, my sweet girl to you, and her problem then was having anxiety and severe panic attacks.
Yep.
And, yeah, it just took a couple of little nutrients, you know, nothing major,
yep.
And she was fine after that. We did not have those issues. Solved her allergy issues also.
Yeah. When you do make these changes, it's many times it's within a matter of a couple of weeks the parent can see some encouraging changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very definitely motivating.
Yeah. Well, you've been listening to Central Florida Healthline, and this is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, located in beautiful Winter Park on Howell Branch Road. Our special for our WTLN listeners this week is D3, DHA, the EPA DHA, and our probiotics. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. You're allowed to mix and match if you choose. Place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. Or you can email your order to me directly at cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline at yahoo.com. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheiss.com. That's drheise.com. Or call me at 407-677-1660. My name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you've been listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon to learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline. This was a pre-recorded show.